Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. Many early Oregon settlers dropped their plows and axes and joined the California Gold Rush in 1849. A man named Long established a ferry to avoid a very dangerous crossing of the Rogue River on the way to the gold fields on the old Mule Packers Trail through southern Oregon. Hames Van Noy bought the ferry in 1851 and earned a living by charging 12.5 cents per person or animal and $1.50 for a loaded wagon. The men returning to Oregon from California tended to pay in gold dust instead of cash. As hostilities broke out between the settlers and indigenous Americans in 1855, Van Noy and neighbors built a stockade of log cabins and walls near the ferry known as Fort Van Noy. Settlers took shelter and nursed the wounded and sick there. Van Noy's ferry served for a time as the headquarters of the 1,000-man-strong Southern Volunteer Battalion that operated in the area. In 1887, Gaskies rode to Crescent City, crossed the Rogue River at Van Noy's ferry on the way to Grants Pass a few miles upriver. An elementary school still carries the Fort Van Noy name. Today's episode of As It was written by Alice Mulally, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.